The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's certainly nice to greet you on this Monday morning. I call your attention today to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. We're going to be thinking about a subject this week involving God. And this may sound simple, but yet it's very profound. Hebrews 11, 6, the writer says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Yes, the Bible declares the reality of God, and the world of nature and human experience verify this. God is just as real as life and just as close as death. The most profound thought that can enter the mind of man is that of God, and the highest ambition to which we can aspire as human beings is to know God and to serve him. And like the writer of Hebrews said, Hebrews 11, 6, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, what a great truth. God is. It's been correctly said, God is a spirit, eternal and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Although everything points to these great truths, these great facts concerning the reality of God, there is so much about God that we don't and we can't know or actually understand. With Job, who spoke in ancient times, we are made to ask, Job 11, 7, "Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection?" And with Moses, as he spoke in Deuteronomy 29, 29, we must humbly admit, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." It's important that we remember and not forget God, for God remembers those who remember him, and he forgets those who forget him. He puts those first who put him first, and he leaves out those who leave him out. It's that simple. God treats us the way we treat him. Psalms 9, verse 17 reads, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." And then from the other angle, Psalms 33, 12 reads, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his inheritance." Now listen to Psalms 103, verses 17 and 18. It ties right in with this. "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them." So if we forget God, he will forget us. If we remember God, he will remember us. Yes, God treats us the way we treat him. In Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 31 in the New Testament, we find a further demonstration of what happens when man forgets God, leaving God out of his thinking. The writer Paul is asking and talking about the ancient Gentile world. Then he went on to say, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient or proper or seemly, being filled with," and then he proceeds to tell us of all kinds of sins and wickedness. The human mind is not a vacuum. If God is left out of our thoughts, ungodliness will come in and flood our minds and lives. It is that simple. In these series of little talks on Truth for the Day, we wish to occupy our minds on thoughts of our great and glorious God. There is great reward in serving God. He made us, and he knows what's best for us. Let's seek to know him and his will. Let us honor the God who made us. This is our Truth for the Day, and thank you for listening.